We are going to promote an event that is downtown, and again, I'm a little nervous to introduce our guests on the early morning show, but we'll start with Greg Payton. Hi, Greg.
Hi, John.
Good to have you back.
It's wonderful to be back again.
Yep. Familiar voice, and of course, Payton Optical, and I don't know, you on half of downtown. And
no.
but a memory from the past right there. Craig Johnson, of course, former owner of Johnson Music. Craig, how have you been?
Good morning. Thank you.
Yep. Glad to have you. And Ron Klassen, why Hayes Sight and Sound, but I guess the Lions Ethanol Plant may be your last home. Ron, how are you?
I'm fine, John. Yeah, that was my last employment. I'm retired now.
And you look well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Glad to have all three of you in. Okay. So you all are here for a very specific reason. All three, at least for your era, very important to downtown with coordinating events, business owners involved in the community in a big way. Greg, we'll start with you. You seem to be the ringleader of this whole thing. So what is going on in the middle of May for downtown folks?
Okay. Well, being in the community as much as I am and going downtown and seeing people and seeing all the notices of new people, new businesses coming and going, I thought back to the days when there were a lot of people I knew real well, that I worked with real well, and I thought, my gosh, we ought to get a get-together. And that's why we're here. We're going to put together May 18th. We're going to have us a get-together where we're inviting all the business owners, the business employees, people, the city employees who work downtown, anybody that was part of that group, which I know a lot of us have moved on. And it would be great just to see people again.
So it doesn't really matter which generation. If you were an employee, an employer, somebody involved in downtown, you want to see them May 18th at Salt City Brewery in downtown Hutchinson.
Salt City.
Yep. 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., right?
6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Not a huge get-together. You know, a lot of us got to get home.
Yeah. Well, now, wait a minute. You don't know it's not going to be a huge get-together. Well, it may be a huge get-together.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about time length. We're not going to go crazy, but if it goes over, it goes over. That'd be wonderful.
Okay. So you want folks to RSVP. What's the number they call to RSVP?
Okay. I'm going to give them my phone number, and it's 620-727-2962. And of course, they can use that same number to send me a text. But if we don't have to have a perfect head count, but it would be helpful for us to know and let Salt City how many people are headed that way.
Well, that makes sense. Craig Johnson, so I take it if folks just want to show up, that's fine. But you really would prefer them to let you know.
It helps the planning, certainly for Salt City, because we are going to have a meal available. Some finger food, and so there'll be eats available, and of course, good beverages as well.
Now, may I presume that if you're coming, you probably need to be prepared to pay for your beverages?
Yes, right.
There is no charge to get in to this event. If you don't want to eat anything, you don't have to eat anything.
Right. Okay.
But they're going out of their way to have some items prepared for us. So.
Okay.
So a little buffet.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I can't remember now what we decided on.
I can't.
A while.
Yeah, we'll get to that maybe in the next. By the way, I've got these gentlemen all the segments this morning, Ron's. But I suggest people bring money. You know, at least tip. Right.
Well, something like that, John. Or if you want to have a few adult beverages, or if you want to eat a little something, then yes, you know, bring a little money. You know. Greg and Craig and I are all retired, so we could use a little bit too. So bring a little extra. No, it'll be a fun time. We're really looking forward to this. Like Greg said, it's a time when we can get together with a lot of old friends that we used to work with and have fun with. And there'll be a lot of good stories that night, I think.
And I'm assuming, you know, there'll probably be some customers that maybe never worked downtown, but they were downtown all the time.
Major participators.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And you know, if they were associated with downtown, they're welcome, right, Craig?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. What do you, are you just, why? I mean, why are you doing this? I mean, just to
I got to tell you, this hit me because I have done my class reunions forever, and we're getting ready for, I don't even want to give the year, but we're getting ready for another one coming up, and it's just so good to see this, the people come back, to see faces that you didn't, haven't seen for a while, 3, 4, 5 years. And it's the same, I thought the exact same thing about downtown. Guy's sakes, there are people I see places and I just go, it would really be nice to get together and just yak and talk about what it was like when, you know, those poor employees that used to have to work for W.D. Long, you know, things like that.
Right.
I thought that would be a lot of fun. So
so now it's happening.
So now it's happening.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break here. Again, we're visiting with Greg Payton, Craig Johnson, and Ron Klassen about a downtown reunion. For downtown folks, it's May 18th. It's going to be at Salt City Brewery in downtown Hutchinson. Please RSVP, 727-2962 is the number to call. And when we get back, Greg Payton is going to talk about his experience, with his fellow students at the One Room Schoolhouse. We are visiting about a downtown reunion. It's May 18th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Salt City Brewery in downtown Hutchinson. Greg Payton, Craig Johnson, Ron Klassen join us. Ron, let's start with you this time.
Okay.
Any thoughts of Greg in the One Room Schoolhouse? Since he organizes all his school reunions?
You know, I've known Greg for a number of years, and I'm really not going to tell those stories here today.
That's good move.
Yeah. I'd have to clean it up a little too much.
Yeah. I should say I came in 1994 and was involved in some of the things downtown. Now, probably as a very junior member and a punk kid, but I remember the three of you in some meetings, and it was a very interesting time. And not that today's not great for the people in downtown, but Ron, it's just a different time. And of course, you guys were there 70s and 80s, the history is rich.
Yeah, it was a busy time. We the three of us have a pretty rich history of being involved in the downtown and a lot of the all the different events that they had and being on the different committees and doing that, you meet a lot of people and. It's just that's what the whole reason for this event is, to bring a lot of those people back together so that we can just kind of reminisce and tell stories and have a good time. We've all been retired now for 10 plus years and we don't socialize near as much as we used to. At least I don't anyway.
Right.
I know Greg still gets out quite a bit and Craig still plays golf. But it's just going to be a fun event to get together and see some of those people again that we used to work with. Very closely.
Yeah. Craig, I saw WD here about a week ago.
Yes.
And he said he didn't know anything about this, so I hope he's listening this morning.
Well, I actually ran into him at a piano recital. He was at the other day for his granddaughter and mine as well. So I mentioned it to him, so he's warming up to the idea. So I hope he will come, yes.
Well, I would hope so, too. Of course, all those employees that he had and that you all had.
Absolutely.
For folks who don't know, WD, Bill Long, had Long's downtown, a Western store, contemporary clothing, things like that. And Greg, yeah, you and I have talked about this years ago. As a matter of fact, I think all three of us have. If you were to add up the total number of businesses who were in downtown at various times, I think it's in the hundreds.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Very, very easy. Talking about the different people, I did make contact, and he's very excited. But we were talking about WD and Long's Clothing, but there was another Long's across the street, Main Street Menswear and Biles and Long.
Yep.
Bill Long, who's... Mm-hmm. Definitely in his late 80s. I'm giving it away, but I talked to him and he is so excited he's going to come. So we're going to have age groups from the young ones all the way up to us seniors. So it just won't be a particular group of people. It's going to be all of us, and that's what we're looking for.
I'm going to ask the three of you, in your experience downtown. This is a kind of a silly question. Craig, any business that you wish were still down there besides all of them? I mean, those are the old days. Things were great. But, there was Anthony's and Meshke's the Woolworths. I mean, there's just tons of them.
Well, yeah, and the Biggies and the Wileys where you worked.
Yep.
So, just up down Main Street. And
Ron?
Yeah, I totally miss the clothing stores, men's. I mean, if I need, we got a couple places, but if I really need a nice dress shirt, that's a tough one.
It is a tough one. Blosky's was not downtown, but, you could go to Blosky's for a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
Gone.
Yeah, Terry was really great up there on 30th Street.
Yeah, well, and Ron, a lot of us miss Hayes Sight and Sound.
Well, one of the things that I see in downtown and in the way that it transitions is a lot of the businesses aren't really so much retail anymore as they used to be. There's a lot of service-oriented businesses, you know, salons and things of that nature. And I don't mean to take that or say that in a bad way, but the things like the electronics, you know, that I was involved with for so many years, and the musical instruments that Craig did, and, you know, those kind of retail outlets are what I really miss in downtown.
I don't think that's unique to Hutchinson. I mean, a lot of towns.
I don't think it is either, John. Yeah, no. I think, you know, a lot of that, and there's a lot of things you can contribute to that. The internet has got a lot to do with it. You know, you and I have talked about that and ever. It has its place, but it can also be a detriment to things like downtown and small towns and small businesses. So I know that the people that have businesses today have a different form of fight, I guess, than what we had, just simply because of the way things change.
Yeah, Craig, things arriving at your doorstep.
That's right.
In a cardboard box.
Oh, that's right. And, you know, the social media, which, you know, I'm not comfortable with, and the website you'd have to have, which we had one before we left the business, but you've got to have that presence today.
You do have.
And somebody to manage that, and that's a whole other layer of expense and time, which I'm glad I don't have to fight that battle anymore as far as the social part
of
that.
Well, we are visiting with Greg Payton, Craig Johnson, and Ron Klassen talking about the downtown reunion, coming up May 18th. It's at Salt City Brewery, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. So make sure you sign up for that. If you had anything to do with downtown, you can call Greg at 727-2962. He'd love to have you RSVP to that number. We are back visiting with Ron Klassen, Craig Johnson, and Greg Payton talking about the downtown reunion May 18th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Salt City Brewery. And gentlemen, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
It's fun to be here again.
Yeah. Well, it is. I used to have, in particular, Greg and Ron on probably once every 6 weeks, every 2 months. They were my default guests. If I had somebody cancel, hey, guys, can you just meet me at the station? They always were good to reply yes.
And we never had a subject.
No, but it worked out just fine.
We just talked.
it was great. Craig, anything that you miss about, or what do you miss about having, you know, your old music store? And I think at one time you sold records and sheet music, of course, and instruments, all that?
Yes, when Dad started the business in 1950, we had televisions and the records and the whole package. And so it's evolved, and it was very good to us. We had a very good 65-year run. And you certainly miss the customers, and you still see them out once in a while, and so you miss that interaction with people. And but you know, it's time to move on, and certainly enjoying retirement and doing what we want to do. And
when you shut Johnson Music down, did I hear you found like 400 accordions? Did you find some accordions somewhere
upstairs? Andrea that bought the building and. Yes, there was a quarter up there that I didn't make it to, and there was some accordions up there and a couple trombones, I guess so. And she has the accordion and a couple trombones on display down there.
Cool.
So
yeah, well, Ron happens to play the accordion.
Right. No, I don't.
I never heard that.
I'm sorry. I don't.
Yeah. So, Ron, same question for you. I obviously, there's a lot of things to miss, you know, being in retail and just the whole experience of it.
Oh, yeah. You know, retail was good to me, John. I was in the retail business for over 40 years, and it was a lot of fun. You missed the interaction with people. And as far as the electronics, that was always a joy to me. I got started in the business mainly because it was a hobby, and I was an old audiophile, as they used to call them. And
you had the old poster of the guy sitting in the chair, Maxell tapes.
Yeah, see that's not even old to me, John.
It was in the '70s.
Well, probably.
But. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it was in the '70s. My brother had that poster.
I think it was Maxell tape.
Yep.
Yeah. But those were good times, you know. And I miss the electronics. I miss playing with the toys. We used to call them toys all the time. We had television, we had audio. The audio was the thing that really interested me, because I've always been a music lover. And so those are the things that I miss more than anything being retired. But here again, now that I've been retired for a few years, I don't really know why I ever worked to begin with. You know?
Should have done it sooner, right?
Should have done it sooner.
Right? There's something about getting older that does that to us, right?
I guess. I don't know. I, I'm having the time of my life right now.
I just remember you telling me, because when Doug retired, I actually handled Hayes Sight and Sound, and you guys said, we're not carrying cheap televisions or cheap stuff. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't what you did.
It just wasn't our idea. J.D. Hayes, who actually didn't start the business, his father started the business, but J.D. was... he was always adamant about that. Let's carry the best products we can and sell them for the best price that we can, and give the best service around. And that was our whole idea. So
yeah, and it worked out for a long time. And Greg and Craig, I assume similar to you, you got to have a selection. But
sure.
Greg, you sold eyeglasses. You and your dad started the business. And
my dad started the business in 1948. He had come home from the war. And it was fantastic. He got started in a little tiny shop, and he did a really good job of kind of keeping it going, not huge. And then when I got out of college, I just thought that would be something to take over and try to run. And we did it it was a little different in those days. When my dad was running, it was much more professional, like a doctor's office. He wore the lab coats and all that, and I came on there and we didn't need the lab coats, and why are we hiding all of our frames and drawers? Let's put them out and market them, and then let's do more than that. Let's go to different shows and buy product and bring it home. And I was one of the only ones who was doing that, and that was a lot of fun for our Hutchison community. They were picking up items that they would see on television they couldn't buy normally, and we just had a ball doing that. One of the actually main things that I totally miss, and I think about this quite a bit, is I go to work every day, and I would talk to 50, 75, 100 people a day. And I couldn't remember their names, but they would remember us, and they would tell us about their families and their kids, and it was just a neat experience.
And before we take a commercial break here, all three of you agreed that you all emphasized service probably as much
Absolutely.
As you did the merchandise.
That was number one, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was
the service end of it is, and I still think that's what's lacking in a lot of businesses today.
I think you speak for a lot of us. Yeah. All right. We are visiting with Greg Payton, Craig Johnson, and Ron Klassen talking about, actually reminiscing now, but they are having an event May 18th. It's the Downtown Reunion. It is at Salt City Brewery from 6 to 9 p.m. RSVP at 727-2962. May 18th. It's at Salt City Brewery, 6 to 9. Call Greg to let him know that you're going to be there, 727-2962. And gentlemen, this is the last segment of the morning, wherever you want to go. Ron, start us off.
I just hope that a lot of people will RSVP to this. We hope to see a lot of good people. Salt City Brewery, some of the best beer around. You want to have a nice cold beer, that's the best place to go. There'll be a lot of good stories. It'll be a fun night for us people that, used to be involved in all of this. And so... Everybody, if you're out there and you're interested, give Greg a call at that number, and we'll get you an invitation or something and get it started.
Craig, it'll be interesting to see how people's memories are. You're going to remember it one way. Somebody else is going to have a whole different perspective on what happened that day back in 78.
Right. Because there have been a lot of events, some the explosion that we all lived through and some other events.
That was one.
That's right.
Yeah. That was
a big one.
Yes.
Yeah, that was.
So
by the way, on that note, were all three of you at work that morning?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was one of our buildings.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
It was Woody's. Yeah, Woody's came down, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I'll bet that was.
Yeah, we were scared to death. We were going to lose people with that one.
Mm-hmm.
I remember what happened. In fact, the first phone call I had right after it happened was Craig. And Craig called, and I answered the phone, and he said, big explosion of Woody's. And I said, yeah, we know. We just went out the front door and saw the smoke.
So. I saw the debris as it was still in the air from the front window, and boy, the concussion and the window came in and didn't break.
I remember it well, John.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, they're in lots of storefront windows downtown. Greg,
we lost windows all over the place. My memory, an employee of mine, we were working out front with customers, and we heard the explosion. And at first, it felt like a semi building had hit our a truck had driven into our building, and so we go running out the front, and just like Craig said, we could see the debris in the air. We took off running, and we were one of the first ones there in front of the store that were dragging employees out.
Oh, wow.
Onto the sidewalk because they were up, you know, shook up.
Yeah,
I don't remember the details, but we lived through that pretty extensively.
Yeah, that's a day in history. I mean, documentaries have been made, and boy, for months we'd see the trucks and the guys in the suits that would be checking for leaks, and then, of course, the mobile home park. And yeah, that was a bad day. That was a very bad day.
That was a bad day for Hutchinson.
Yeah, and of course, that where Woody's is now a downtown parking lot, right?
Lot, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Well, at least we got to reminisce a little bit about that bad day.
Yeah, yeah.
Back to the downtown get-together, we've made a lot of emphasis about RSVPing. Actually, you know, if you the last minute and you're thinking, we should go down there and just come. You don't really have to have an RSVP. That just totally gives us an idea to tell them what to expect's coming. But you're welcome. Everybody's welcome. It's not a requirement to have to have called in ahead of time.
Yeah, but to be clear, it's not free food, not free everything. So
that is exactly correct.
Because I mean, sometimes people think, okay, you're going to have a bigger draw if it's free food. This is not a free food thing. This is not a downtown hot dog thing. No. Right, Ron?
Right.
So,
Greg and I did that for years.
Godly,
you did.
Hot dog days.
Yeah. Let me remind people a couple more times.
I have to remind everybody, across from me is sitting Little Weenie.
Oh yeah,
and I was Big Weenie, and now we adapted Itty Bitty Teeny Weenie.
So, it is an honor and a pleasure to be part of the family.
Yes, and I remember doing those interviews with you guys, and I let you just run it.
And she goes, "Oh, please cover the microphone up. Don't be saying this."
All
stuff.
In good fun.
Okay. It was good fun.
So once again, May 18th, that's just a few weeks from now, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Salt City Brewery. It's a downtown reunion. RSVP if you can, 727-2962. And everybody show up on May 18th at the Salt City Brewery in downtown Hutchinson. Guys, about a minute left. Final thoughts. Craig, you want to start?
Just been a pleasure to work with this and hope to see a good turnout and just talk about the good older days.
Ron?
I have nothing to add.
All right.
I agree with Craig.
I really appreciate you letting us come back on.
Yes.
This was a walk down memory lane since Ron and I used to do this quite often. And just come on and really talk about anything. And it was fun.
Yeah. I think our listeners remember us doing that for a long time.
For a long time.
It's not over. We're doing it again.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Well, Greg, Craig, and Ron, thanks so much for your time. I hope it's a big event. Not sure how much exposure this is going to get beyond the interview, but for folks out there listening, if you want to share this information,
please
put it on your Facebook page. Get it out there. Remind folks it's happening. And thanks to the three of you for coming in.
And you're welcome, too, to come, John.
Yeah.
We expect it.
Well, my wife was a down. She was a Piggy's gal.
Yeah, she was.
There you go.
Well, I was talking to Susan, and she goes, well, wait a sec. I worked all over downtown.
Yep.
Well, you need to come.
If you had anything to do with downtown, we'll see you at Salt City Brewery, May 18th, 6 to 9, for the downtown reunion.